Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory during.
depression and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day. And it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. Where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
I smile, even though I hurt, see I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while.
What you do?
I smile.
Come on and
smile. Stop. It's so hard to look up when you get down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people.
All right, I'll see you out. Hello.
Okay, hold on.
Yes, ma'am. I see.
Caller, you're not on the air. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go right ahead. Okay, you're now on the air. We've been having technical difficulty, but the devil is a lie. This program will go on talking about joy and restored relationship. And, Carla, I am so glad you called in. We don't know what was happening, but you're now back on air where you can go ahead and speak to the audience.
Praise God.
You can introduce yourself and go right ahead, teacher.
Praise God. My name is Prophetess Gail Brown. And I am the spiritual educator of Yahweh School of the Prophets and in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Amen. So today's topic, Prophetess Brown, is about joy in restored relationship. Did you want to give the audience some stuff on that today?
Yes, ma'am. I can say for sure that God is a restorer when it comes to restoration of relationships. You know, sometimes we in relationships that we shouldn't be in, that were not ordained by God, and then sometimes we're in relationships that just have to be restored, have to be rebuilt. I can speak for myself. I was married before my husband now, and that was not a relationship that was ordained by God. He was an abusive man. But the thing was, God didn't release me to just leave the relationship. I had to stay until he was saved. And so I understood then why I had to go through what I went through, because it wasn't just for me. It was for others that I can tell that God is a restorer, you know, because my self-esteem was torn up. I was just physically just wore out. I was just drained, mentally drained. But God had to turn things around for me and touch me and bring me back up to where I am now. And, you know, the fact that I made it out of the relationship with my life wasn't the part that excited me. It was I came out with my right mind. I came out still solid and sound in the mind and still worshiping and praising God. I never got angry with God because of what I was going through, because I just had to understand the purpose, the reason why. And so many people today are in relationships that are not healthy for them. And a lot of young ladies are being mistreated, made a punching bag of, or even if it's not physical abuse, the mental abuse is even worse. If they're in a relationship that you can't do anything right and your husband reminds you of it day in, day out, you know, that's mental abuse. And it's mental drain. But it's what the enemy does. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if he can destroy what God has put together, he's done his job. If he can kill off a person, whether it be mentally or physically, you know, he's done his job. And if he can destroy a family, He's done his job. That's what he's, you know, that's his job. That's what he, and he does it well. But it's up to the individuals to make up their minds, have a made up mind, for God I live, for God I die. And trust God for everything, to bring them out, to restore them. you know, God said that he would restore what the canker worms has eaten, and he'd rebuild us, you know. And when we go through this, normally it's because there's a purpose on for our lives. That, you know, there's a call on your life or a call on our lives, and God is calling us to a higher plane, a higher call in him, should I say. And I can say, you know, for myself, that usually when it's physical abuse, it will start off minor, little things, just a touch here, a shake there.
Yeah.
But it gets worse each time, and that was the case with mine. It had gotten to the point where, you know, he was pulling the gun on me and threatening to kill my babies, kidnapped us, and wouldn't let me, you know, come back home. He held us kidnapped at gunpoint. You know, it had gotten that bad. And I knew, you know, I was telling God, Lord, I know it's time for me to go. But God kept reminding me he had a hedge of protection all around me. And he said the weapons could form, but they wouldn't prosper.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to just trust God through that, because the weapons, they formed. And, you know, he kept me through it. He kept me through it.
Well, Prophetess Gail Brown, I understand exactly where what you're coming from on that part. I, too, ended up in a marriage with abusive, spiritually, mentally, financially, that ended up like that, with so much going on, so much chaos, and I didn't understand it myself. God, why is I'm going through this? For what, we know, for what purpose is it serving? And little did I know, to today, you and I can both give testimony on the things that we went through in some bad marriages, some things we had to face, some challenges that we could help other men and women, boys and girls coming up now, some of the pitfalls that they don't have to go through, that we went through. And, you know, you can come out with the joy.
Amen.
Where your mind is together. Because some people don't jump back maybe as quick as we did. Somebody's going to listen to this program right now or later today or tomorrow and see the things that they've been going through. They're saying, I'm staying for the sake of my children. Or I'm staying because I don't have a job. Or, you know, they use so many excuses and take the abuse, but here God letting you know that he will give you joy and restore.
Amen.
Even a better relationship in him and in who the partner that he had, because a lot of us married the wrong partner. We didn't realize it when we did it. We call ourselves waiting on God, but did we really wait? Did we really listen to God? Because if we had her, we wouldn't have went through the things we went through. There had to be restored back into relationship with God. Had to come along and encourage ourselves in affirmation.
Amen.
And, you know, we're telling others today, even from the scripture that we read but had to get an understanding years later when we went to Paul. And Paul was telling us the things that he went through, you know. Here I was reading that Apostle Paul begun his appeal for renewed friendship by humbly pleading with his friends at Corinth to open their heart to him. How many times we done went to people to just open up their heart to us, you know? How many times we had rejection or whatever, you know?
Amen.
Here Paul was telling them to treat them as equal. But at the same time, he insists on his authority as an apostle of Jesus Christ. You know, in defending him himself, how many times do we have to go and we defending ourselves?
Amen.
And I mean, you know, we standing up to that each and every day of our life, and especially for the gospel's sake. we find in ourselves defending. You know, but God said he'll fight our battle.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, now you can go on, prophetess.
As you were speaking, prophetess, my mind was running to a situation that I was put in once that usually in abuse cases, you know, women are afraid sometimes, just afraid to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the first time I told somebody what I was going through because I felt a lot of shame, and I
mm-hmm.
know there was nothing but the enemy because I wasn't doing anything wrong, but just the shame that I was in an abusive relationship. But I finally told somebody, and the same day that I told her, she went back and told my husband's sister.
Mm-hmm.
I felt relieved to be able to tell somebody. But what I should have done was just left things as it was and just take it to God. But that particular morning, I woke up to a gun being shoved in my mouth and his finger on the trigger.
Jesus.
And him telling me, you know, he'll take my life and take my baby's life and would never do a day's time because he would take his own life too. And I just couldn't understand it, but all praise be to God. Before it was over with, he did get saved. He did give his life to Christ, and he did repent, and that he was jealous of that man called Jesus. He said that it just looked like you loved Jesus more than you loved me. And then he had to learn, you know, that who Jesus was, and then it wasn't about me and it wasn't about him. And when he came into the true knowledge of God, then he was ashamed. You know, by that time, he was ashamed. But it was so many instances that things happened, you know, that I remember, you know, being pregnant and he pushed me out in front of a car that was passing by. And scared them and scared me, and, you know, he could have made me lose my baby. And I cried out to God, you know, God, how much more? How much more? You know, but I remained faithful, and I trusted God. And all that I went through, it wasn't about me. That was so that I could tell somebody else, you know, that you don't have to go through this. You don't have to take that. That's not God's plan for us to be anybody's punching bag.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I think this will help a lot of women and men because they have men go through abuse as well as women.
Amen. Amen.
Not the women. It's some women are abusive to some men.
Amen.
And men think it's nobody ever talked in our behalf. But today, we on the topic in restore relationships. Some relationships, like you say, panned out. Yours end up getting saved before God called them in. Mine's end up getting saved. But I had them left, you know, years later when he got actually truly saved.
Amen.
And, you know, we go to God and we say, God, why is this happening? And we try not to say that three-letter word, prophetess, why. But we find ourselves a lot of times saying that because we just didn't understand what was going on. But, you know, today you can tell the men and women of God how God has blessed you today, how he has restored the joy in your life today.
Lord.
And you're still on this side to tell about it. You want to share some of that, Prophetess Gayle?
Yes, ma'am, I would love to. After going through what I went through and stayed faithful to the Lord, well, my first husband, he did end up getting killed later on. And But he had given his life to Christ. He was living a saved life by the time that happened. And all praise be to God. And God says obedience is better than sacrifice. So I honestly believe God rewarded me for my obedience in staying and seeing it through. Because the husband that he's given me now, he says I'm his queen. And that's the way he treats me. He puts me, you know, above everything. He loves me the way Jesus loved the church. And that's what he has taught our kids, to love my son, you know, to love his wife the way Jesus loved the church, and taught our daughter not to take or settle for anything less, and nothing less than, the, you know, that. And my daughter's husband, he often, you know, tease us about what a hard time he had, you know, coming up in there, because her dad was so strict and hard, you know, on him. But he's a Christian man. He loves the Lord, first off. That was one of the things that I admired about him, was his love for God. And he was true to God. He was true to God, and he was true to himself. And then he was true to me. And prophetess, he spoils me. He treats me like he tells me I'm his angel. I'm his queen. It tickles me, you know, sometimes, you know, because he don't want me to work, you know, and that's a blessing, you know. He want me to just be at home and be a housewife, and he takes care, you know, of home. And he's not a man that run the streets, you know. He come home. He go to work, and he come here. And when he's not with me, you know, I know where he is. And he's church. You know, I don't go to the deacons meetings with him. But usually, you know, church service, we're together. But, you know, I know where he is. He don't play with God. He don't sacrifice. And you know, his relationship with God, he don't want it to be tainted in any way. And I know that's God's way of restoring my marriage. You know, the first one didn't work, but God has given me a husband that loves him first.
Amen.
And then, you know, he loved me, and then the children. And I just thank God for him, you know. And sometimes when he hear me talking about stuff that happened in the past, you know, I'll see him, you know, get teary-eyed, you know, because it hurt. He hurt because somebody hurt me, you know. He wasn't there to defend me. You know, he often said, you know, he hate that he didn't know me back then because he wasn't there to defend me. But, you know, he has a tender heart. And he's full of grace. He's full of mercy. That's the way he is. That's the way God made him. I tease his mom sometime and tell her, you know, I got your best.
We thank God for that, for you, prophetess.
Yes.
Because God know what he's doing. And a lot of young women, they don't want to wait on God. But they got to learn how to wait on God and do what God say do.
Amen.
And gonna send that mate for that person in this time, whether it's a woman or whether it's a man seeking a wife. God gonna let them know. He's gonna send them. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And we give God the praise today, because I mean, God is just so good. When I just think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's doing for each and every person that even touched this line, I just give God praise for those that would touch the line later on, because with this program, that let them know we still are Christian, we still saved, and God wants the best for us. He don't want no junk for us.
Amen.
We don't want to go out there grabbing up anything. You know, my parents always told me, just because a man got a pair of pants on a leg don't mean he a man, and because a woman pull a dress over a woman don't mean she a woman. So, you know, you let God orchestrate the things in your life. Wait on a mate. I was looking at a picture the other day by chance. I think it was Sunday morning, getting ready to go to church.
properties. And my son had turned the TV on in the living room, and I passed. And I happened to stop. And I was looking at the pastor, and the deacon would come by this lady house all the time and tell her, don't give in, don't give up, God has a mate for you. And she wasn't understanding it. And, you know, she the first man, which when you say deacon, was a deacon come by, but he was married. And he kept convincing this lady that she wasn't going to never get married and just everything about. She went on and started having, he was a married man. And as we say, joy and restoring, the Lord sent the man by from the church, a single man that he had been praying about. It went to the pastor, and the pastor said, go by Miss So-and-so, Miss Flox, that was her name, Miss Flox's house, and talk with her. And when the man come by and told him that he had been watching her, had been praying, and the Lord showed her, she was his wife. And she was sitting there, and her mind went back to what the preacher had told her, and one of the deacons, wait on God. But she was in a hurry. She thought she couldn't wait on God. And when the man asked her to marry, then she sitting up here just found that day that she was pregnant. She didn't know what to tell the man. So she told him she was going to pray on it. So, you know, I'm thinking about now that I'm doing this show, how women can be deceived by the enemy.
Amen.
He comes like a light, but he ain't the light. You got to know that you know what God have told you. And you, no matter how long it take, in your mind like mine, you seem like it's taking 10 years or 20 years. But God is preparing the right person for you. God
Amen.
Knew your heart properties. And so what he did while you was going through, he was preparing the man that was tailor-made for you.
Amen.
That's why you his queen now.
Amen.
And we give God praise. We have somebody else from your area code. If they would like to come in and say something, feel free. The area code is 423, and the last number is 9802. If y'all would like to say something, just come on the air, press 1 on your keypad, and we'll gladly bring you in. Because, you know, this is a show, I think, that's needed in the body of Christ. Because there's so many women hurt and so many men hurt. But they don't want to do what the Lord say. Be patient and wait on him. Don't just grab up everything just because it's passing. Because everything look good don't mean it's good for you.
Amen.
And because that grass look green over on the other side, when you get that, you found it's orange, it's brown, it's blue, it's every color but with green, which you thought it was.
Amen.
So that means we got to wait on God. Don't let people tell you about, oh, girl, you ain't going to never get married. God, you ain't going to never get married. But just tell him that God has a special woman, a special man for me. He already know what I need. And while he's preparing you and preparing him, he's getting things fixed in your life spiritually to accept him. He's getting things fixed in his life where you can be able to accept him. So, you know, that's why we have to study to show ourselves approved before the Lord. We just can't grab no anything just because it's out there.
Amen.
We got to wait on God. And see, God seen your faith. And see, you was obedient. After he told you to step through, he already knew what you were going through. But while you was going through that, see, you can appreciate what he done sent you.
Amen.
And what showed up, what God sent, he can appreciate you. That's why you his queen.
Amen.
That's why you, just like Christ, well, you know, to treat the church. My. If we have any other callers on today that would like to come on and share with our topic today, joy in restoring relationship, or in a relationship God is fixing up for you right now, you can have joy in it. Don't go back to the past. That's what it is, the past. God has started something new in your life that he wants you to be happy in. Sure, we all done went through hard knocks. We like to say we done went to hard knock school. But if you don't have to hit that brick wall and somebody can tell you something, learn to be obedient. Learn to mind. Learn to listen. Because there's something somebody telling you that they done went through that can prevent you from going through that big wall and hurting yourself back and forth, back and forth.
Amen.
Well, we have somebody want to talk. Let me bring them on.
Good morning, everyone. This is Prophet.
Good morning, Carla.
Of Chattanooga, Tennessee. The reason why come when you look at divorce and joy and peace and all this and that's going on in the church, if you ask the person why divorce is running rampant in the church and why there's more divorce in the church than there is in the world, you know, there's a simple answer to it. When you think about the questions that must be asked in order to find out if you're going to receive a queen or a king, most of us that are Christians do not know how to ask the right or the proper question. And by not knowing that now, the most times that in the process of time and what's happening here in the church today, after 15, 20, 30 years, people are getting a divorce. Now, when you ask the question about why are these marriages, these queens or so-called kings are being not staying together, then it has to fall back on the shoulders of the church and what the church is teaching. Madam teacher, and Madam Host.
Yes, sir.
Look how good of women y'all. Look how good of women y'all were. Chances are y'all were virgins.
Amen.
You kept yourself celibate, and you wanted to only present this treasure to your husband. Now, what is it that made you choose this man? I can tell you right now is that, see, we don't know how to ask the right question. And then through a word of wisdom, we don't know what answer to receive if we do ask the right question. So what happens is, all of a sudden, here it is now. Now, watch what I'm going to say to you, Madam Teacher. It was purpose in your husband's heart. It was purpose in your husband's heart to make you his queen. Am I right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
See, so really, when you think about it, Madam Teacher, you didn't have nothing to do with that.
No.
You see what I'm saying? So when you talk about that it takes two to tango, because, see, you already right. You already righteous. All you looking for is a soulmate. But what I'm trying to say, Madam Host, is simply this. The church is the reason why I come. The preachers, the teachers, the deacons, the apostles in the church is the reason why I come to church is leading in divorce today. And what the people are doing, the people are trusting what these folks are telling them. You got Christian psychiatrists that's giving information and counseling out, and they got two or three divorces they say. But they're giving you advice, and then you wonder why come your marriage ain't working. The preacher has got four or five different wives. The prophet, the teachers. Now, when is the church going to wake up, Madam Teacher? That's all I need to know. Can somebody help me with this here?
Well, you know, this day and time, Prophet Sims, it's the church don't want to take the blame. They want to put the blame somewhere else rather than to accept that this should be taught in the church and that there wouldn't be as many divorces as it is marriages in the church.
Let me give you an example, Madam Teacher. What percentage of weddings are formed in the church? Think about this now. What percentage of weddings are formed at the church?
Almost all of them. Probably at least 80%.
80 to 90% of the weddings are performed at a church and performed by a pastor. Now, the question that I ask y'all, you don't have to be no rocket scientist to figure this out. Now, we've got more weddings that's lasting by the justice of the peace than we do than the weddings that take that's lasting through marriages and churches. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out those statistics, y'all. I'm telling you, and I'm going on record to say it as a prophet of a true and anointed man of God, it is the apostles, the pastors, the prophet, and the teachers that's leading folks to divorce. Because let me show you what I mean. If you go to the scripture, and the scripture says that you're supposed to have somebody that's going to bless your marriage through the test of time, then tell me why come the marriages ain't being blessed. Somebody need to help me with it because, see, I'm going to tell it like it is. I'm not going to try to sugarcoat it, and the blood ain't going to be on my hand. Y'all better check these apostles, pastors, and teachers and all these spiritual gurus around y'all's church to find out if they really what they say they are.
Amen.
That's so true.
Amen. I agree.
Don't nobody nowadays, for some reason or another, Madam Teacher and Madam Host, for some reason, they don't want to hear the truth. Everybody wants to ignore the truth. But the statistics that the devil is taken back to Jesus every day is that the church is failing God's people. That's what the devil is taking back and showing to the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of Truth. That's on record, y'all. The world knows about it. They are asking a question in the newspaper. Why come is divorces running rampant in the church?
Yes, yes.
Nobody seems to be pointing the finger at the pastors, the apostles, the prophets, the teachers. Why?
This is
thank you, Madam Host.
Yes, sir. I'm glad you came on because those anybody that come on later to listen to this program, I'm pretty sure they've wondered or asked the same question but didn't ask them to the right people. And that's why we're having this show on today, where we can get educated and others also. Because when you look at it, like you said, statistic, they don't look at it that way, everybody. Some people do. But when you look at it, the pastor been married 3 or 4 times, and he got a congregation with quite a few single people, and he marrying them. Okay, now, what, as you said, what is that pastor teaching his congregation? And the wives haven't passed now with these pastors are married this many times. Well, I mean, I don't feel it's all the woman's fault. It may not be all the man's fault, but take a look at that picture. See what's going on, what's being taught in the body of Christ to reason. And as you were saying, I was looking at a couple got married at Justice of the Peace. And they're now 84, 85 years old. Come from your city, just so happened. They lived in your city when they married in 20 years, and they was 20 years old at Justice of the Peace. They didn't have no big fancy wedding.
Amen.
They didn't do, you know, go through all that. And those people ended up remarrying, but God brought them back together, and they was going to have a remarriage at 83 or 84 years old.
Amen.
All them years left, they are back. They are back in.
Yeah,
you know, I think about that, you know, that was something a God ordained had to be. Because they both have had children. Children are grown. Children are coming back now. They're rejoicing just like they were little children all over again, and they grown now and have their own children. But that their mother and father was able to come back, and that gave me the idea in my head and in my mind, and so joy in restored relationship.
When I read that article, after all those years, how the joy was restored, how they came back together.
Yes, Lord.
And I mean, you know, those was. Okay, I'm bringing. I just brought you back on, Prophet Sim, because you had dropped, but you're back on now online. Praise God. And, you know, I think about when I read that, I kept the article out the paper to tell everybody about that. The picture of them and stuff, they live in New York now. But how that showed me, in the midst of everything going on, what the enemy meant for bad, God had meant for the big good after all them years, here he still restored the joy in their relationship. And a lot of people have remarried for whatever reason, only God knowing them. But when you can have your joy restored in a relationship and God show you, and you can go on where you done learn from your mistake. And, you know, a lot of things, sure, everybody running to the church because the door is open and they're having service and they're having this program. But when you get that, what are you really, really, truly being taught when you get that? Not program, women in red, women in white, black and white, men and women, all this stuff. But what are you getting? The foundation scriptures from the Word of God. And that's why I had went to Paul, because he had been attacked in all kind of ways in 2 Corinthians. And, it brought it up, you know, how he had been attacked, how his relationship, friends and everything. And we had to, he was defending his own self. And how many times we ought to defend our own self?
But, I
thank God. Go ahead. Somebody wanted to say something?
Yes, Madam Host, let me give you from my own personal experience, okay?
Yes, sir.
All of my life, when I was looking for a woman, the best place to go to find a woman was the church. And I didn't have no intention whatsoever to treat no woman right. Now, you all hear what I'm telling you. Now, I was told, if you really want to get a fool woman, go to the church, because you don't have to worry about a smoking, you don't have to worry about a drinking, you don't have to worry about the club, you don't have to worry about it getting another man. Am I right?
Amen.
And as soon as I walk in the church with a borrowed suit on, the first thing that would pick me up would be the mothers of the church and bring me to their daughters and say she need a man faith. Now, y'all listen to what I'm saying now.
Mm.
Ain't done no examination on me.
Have mercy.
Ain't tried to buy no Holy Ghost. Ain't checked none of the pedigree or nothing. Do y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to have, depending on how many churches it was, I was able to have a woman in every church because the churches in fellowship with one another. I got 10 or 15 women in the church, and then I got 4 or 5 in the club.
Mm.
Now, let me show you now. I'm going to show y'all something. I'm getting to a point. When the Lord changed my heart, he told me, says, now, the best place to go again was to get a woman at the church. Now, when I went in the church, after I done come out of the world, when I walked in the church, everybody told the women, don't mess with him because he ain't right. Do you hear what I'm saying, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Have mercy.
Still no examination of the Holy Ghost.
No discernment.
No discernment by the heart of God. So here it is. We married. They said, well, okay, Prophet Sims, you don't have no job. They say you shouldn't marry her. Prophet Sims, you don't have no credit. You shouldn't marry her. Prophet Sims, look at your past. You should marry her. So the church gave me and my wife 3 weeks to stay married. Did y'all hear me now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The church gave my wife and I 3 weeks to marry. Okay. The preacher say, well, I ain't going to marry him because he ain't going to church. Did y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
He ain't no member up here, so I ain't going to marry. So we got to go down to Georgia to get married. Now, we done been married for 14 years, done passed the test of time. We done seen a lot of these folks that wouldn't marry us, folks that say that they would promise to stay together throughout eternity. They done already got a divorce. And the question that I'm exposing and posing to everyone is that it's the apostles, it's their fault. It's the preacher and the prophet. They don't know how to discern or to recognize the things of God. And this is the reason why come marriages are failing the way they are. And I know that I can get a testimony, if not from nobody except from the devil. Don't nobody have to tell me amen, but the devil will tell me. The devil will tell me amen, because the statistics prove it, y'all.
Yes, it does.
If don't nobody say amen to this, the devil will. Amen, prophet.
Amen.
Thank you, Madam Host. Thank you, Madam Host.
Thank you. Ooh, thank you. Yeah, because now they have, well, you go in and have spiritual counseling and everything before you marry. Supposed to be. And like you say, back when you got married to your wife, you didn't have that. You didn't have spiritual counseling. You just was told you shouldn't do this or that she shouldn't marry you and all this kind of stuff. But just like you said, the test of time. Y'all been married 14 years. And there's some people y'all done met ain't been married past a month and wanting a divorce.
Amen.
My daughter then went to spiritual counseling. We went and paid all this money for this marriage. Gown, limousine, outfit. They went to spiritual counseling. They stayed married 1 year. Listen, y'all. So the church told them, the church is the one that's married them. The church told them, he said, y'all are meant for one another. Y'all are going back and get married again. Did y'all hear me? She went and married this Negro again, 2 times.
What? That is not.
And 2 times. They done got a divorce. Do y'all hear what I'm saying?
How you gonna
make a wrong right, y'all?
You can't. You haven't straightened out the wrong that you made. Then you jump right back into that, jump out the frying pan, back into the skillet.
If you got the wrong people marrying you, come on, y'all. You don't have to be smart. If you got the wrong people marrying you that's got a curse on their life, how you going to get a blessing?
You're not.
You ain't going to get no blessing. You got
mm-hmm.
the curse marrying you. You got the curse marrying you, and you going to get a blessing. No, it ain't going to work. You don't make the law of God.
You know, Prophet, and Prophetess,
mm-hmm.
one of the lesson plans that I have is called Church Hurts, because a lot of people have been hurt by the church in many ways. And as the prophet was talking about how the church told his daughter, you know, to go back and remarry that man, you know, it's a hurting feeling, because I've seen where preachers have done that. They do what they call their counseling, but they have no spiritual discernment, and though the couple is unequally matched. I mean, you know, they're unequally yoked. Thank you. You know, looking at it, you can tell. But I would try to figure out why is it that pastor can't see that they're unequally yoked. but would go ahead and marry that couple. And then I've seen where one young lady, she married, and the preacher told her that she had to stay in her marriage. After she, you know, after they married, he became abusive. And then going back to that pastor for counseling, he wouldn't come. And the pastor telling her that she had to stay in it, that she needed to stay in it. And my thing was, baby, you need to consult God. Don't consult man. But rather than the pastor look bad because he married him and telling her, you know, he telling her she needs to stay in it. They need to work it out because the husband don't want her to leave, but he's using her as a human punching bag. So that was what led.
Look at Juanita Bynum. She was telling people to stay in their marriage too.
Yes, sir.
Am I right?
Yes.
Look how fast she got out of Dodge. She was a prophetess. Now, let me show y'all something. Let's be real, y'all. Now, listen at this here. I got to tell it the way I see it now. Here it is that you can prophesy to me about how I should stay in my marriage, what I need to do to show the patience of God. And the first time that I get a rocket fired upside my head, I'm go. Look at all the white saints the same way, y'all.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to show y'all what's happening
in
the church.
Yes, sir. You're telling the truth.
How is it possible that here it is, Benny Hinn, can be the prophet that he say he is and don't even know where his wife's at when she gets a divorce? So I'm just trying to show y'all something, and it's a proven record. Like I said, don't nobody on the line after they hear these archives got to tell the prophet amen. But I know the devil will, because the proof is out there, y'all.
Amen.
It's out there. And it's going directly to the throne of grace. The devil is taking it to the Lord every day. Look at this report we've got right here. Look at this report. You've got this report that's saying that marriages are failing in the church because of the preachers. They can't. They don't have no ability to discern. They don't have the gifts of the Holy Ghost on their life. They don't have no insight, no perception. And the fact of the matter is, people don't want to say it, but it's already evident. They don't want to. They don't want to hurt their feelings. But I don't mind telling the truth,
because
I tell the truth on myself. But that's the fact. That's what's happening right today, y'all. My daughter is done married this man twice, and the preachers is the one that married him. So, if I ain't gonna even tell you who the preachers are, but anyway, number 33.
Yes,
if you knew who the preacher was, you'll know why I come that they got the divorce.
Well, when I do that lesson on Church Hurts, I'm going to call some names, because there's been some preachers in the city that have not lived right. There's one preacher in particular. He's on wife number 5. And while he was married to number 4, he was going with this girl in the church. And if I hadn't have seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't believe it. The girl in his office sitting in his lap, and the wife comes to the door, and the girl throws a bird. And the preacher never says anything. Now he's pastoring this church, but the part that got me, and you might know who I'm talking about when I say this part, but he's associate moderator here in the city, and they knew when he was ordained, when they installed him in that position, he had his girlfriend there with him. They dressed alike.
Oh,
sitting up there, and his wife sitting out in the congregation, and she just cried because she's saying, they know that's not right. They know, you know, that he's cheating on me, and he's blatantly not doing it right in front of, and all these other preachers was going along with it, you know, just closed their eyes to it and act like they didn't see it, and made this man moderator over the churches here, and he's on wife number 5 now.
Now, how's a marriage? How's How is a marriage, y'all? Let's be honest. How is a marriage going to be blessed from something like this?
It can't be.
It ain't no way. It ain't no way there's going to be marriage. And like I tell folks, I have the responsibility to allow these people to be accountable. I do. I'm going to just tell it like it is. And I know that you're going to get quite a few hits on this this call that you got, this program that you're giving, Madam.
Yes, sir.
Madam Hope. I know you are, because, see, there's a lot of things that just need to be opened up that the church just ain't trying to do right, just like number 33, Madam Teacher was saying. All these preachers know about it, and nobody's saying nothing about it.
They going along with it. Wrong is two left shoes.
Yeah,
birds of a feather.
They flock together.
So that means that as long as I got this dirt in my closet, that means that you got some dirt in yours too.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell my dirt without telling your own. That's what's happening.
All right.
Yes, I agree. Then there's another major church here where the pastor has a girlfriend. And his wife got a boyfriend. They both dating somebody in the church.
Oh, gee.
Both of them. And, you know, and it's, the church ain't saying nothing. And when you see them together, they just go along to get along. But they have separate agendas, and it's sad. It's sad because don't either one of them try to hide it anymore.
Mm.
And they, you know, doing it, blatant out, but not looking at, they are hurting the congregation and bringing a reproach against their ministry. You know, where God sanctifies marriage, God honors marriage, and for people to live the way they are, you know, they have to understand that they can repent and their marriage be restored. But nowadays, they don't want to do that. They want to just live however, do whatever they big and bad enough to do, and be content with that.
Mm-hmm.
And the word of the day is, this is what these preachers are saying now. The word of the day is, do as I say, not as I do.
Uh-huh.
I've heard that so many times. Do as I say, not as I do. And I,
well,
Lord, what kind of church is this?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people on the way to hell. That's all I can say.
Yes, Lord. Well, I thank God for that. Go ahead.
Madam Teacher, what is this subject about?
It's our joy in restored relationship, and I started talking about from Paul in 2 Corinthians, and we went from Paul and the stuff he went through and on to just relationships nowadays.
Well, how are you going to restore a relationship and have joy if it's condemned if it's condemned before you get started?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a curse on the individual, the curse is a spirit that's passed on to you. Whatever spirit is operating in that church at the head is going to operate in the body. Am I right?
Yeah.
But it goes deeper than that, Prophet. Whoever that pastor is, the spirit that rules his home rules the church. And that goes on down. To the body.
Say that again, Madam Teacher.
Spirit, whoever that head, that pastor, that apostle, whoever that head is, the spirit that rules his home rules the church.
Oh, man.
And then I had no down to the body.
Open up a can of worms.
You done stepped on a bunch of toes there. They're not going to invite you back no more.
The truth is the light. I should have put this program a little longer, but I put it for an hour, and it's been up, but we still talking where it go to the archives for a while. But, those that's coming on, they can get a whole earful of what we're talking about. Because, you know, Christians, it ain't everybody, but some Christians want to rejoice when broken relationships are restored. But they're not getting the concept like you were saying earlier about, you know, committing yourself to do what you can to restore strained or broken relationship. And for what you were telling us about your daughter, that she's listening to somebody else telling you can restore a strained or broken relationship. And she still ended up getting a divorce right back again after she married the same man. And they had never gotten it straight the first time. So how did she think or he thought it was going to be together the second time? Because they hadn't got it straightened and everything the first time. So we give God praise today for our guest coming on, our spiritual teacher, educator, our prophetess Gail Brown. I want to thank you so much for sharing some of the things that you went through and how God gave you a new relationship where you can have the joy in it that you didn't have with the first relationship, but how you went through just like the majority of us have went through and learned from the mistakes we went through where we put God and not man in front.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. Well, I hope y'all can tune in next week. They're showing me, well, let me see, which call? They're showing me some of my calls done dropped. But to God, we still on, though. To God be the glory. And we give God praise. I thank you so much for coming on the show today. And I hope this show helps somebody else that will listen to it in the archives, that they'll get the gist of everything that was said today. And take a look at their individual churches. Look around. See how many people are getting divorced. How many people are really happy that say they're happy in the church that's married. And when they start taking and looking at the percentage of it, they're going to know what we were talking about today.
Amen.
Amen. Well, until next week, all of you all that tune in today or will come on later on, I want to thank you for stopping by Joy and Peace outreach show today where we talked about joy in restored relationship. And we was going from Paul, then we went on all from spiritual in the kernel, back from the kernel back to the spirit to let you know how you can be going, how you have to encourage have encouragement and affirmation, and then how you can have a restored relationship in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And we also talked about broken relationships and dealing with troublemakers that come into these relationships. So we hope someone got something out of this or will get something out of it as they go, and we can how you can cause others to rejoice. We want to give God all the glory today and all the praise. And until next week, I want everyone to be blessed. I love each and every one of you all, and thank you, guests, for coming on today. Y'all have a wonderful and a splendid day today in the Lord.
Praise God.
Bye-bye.
You be blessed too, love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.